Hey there, sex fans. Welcome back. Today is Monday, February 25th, 2008, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, that international sensation, Dr. Dick. That would be me. Special announcement. I have some very exciting news. This week, we inaugurate a brand spanking new podcast format that will become a regular feature of many upcoming programs. From time to time, we will depart from our usual question and answer arrangement and bring you lively and informative interviews with interesting people making news in the field of sexuality. This week, I am delighted to bring you part one of my interview with two masters of the practice of tantric sex. Kypris and Stephen Jay are teachers, guides, and published authors. They are the founders of YabYummy.com, an online resource for all people curious about or seeking a tantric path to sexual wholeness. And, as luck would have it, today's podcast is brought to you by my guests, Stephen and Kypris. They invite you to visit them online at YabYummy.com. There you will find the beautiful space chocked full of information on how to transform your sexuality into a force that will both surprise and reshape you. You'll also be able to pre-order their new book, Journey to Sexual Wholeness. There'll be more about this at the end of the show. Say, did you know that tantric practices can help you unite the pleasures of your own personal sexuality with the bliss of the eternal spirituality? Did you know that tantra is the art of being fully present in pleasure and sensuality as well as on life's journey? If these questions appeal to you as they do me, check out YabYummy.com. To learn more about Kypris and Stephen's vision of sacred spirituality and their path to achieving this union. But before we begin today's exciting show, I'd like to remind you all of the Lickety Split Sex Advice Podcast voicemail hotline at 866-422-5680. Again, 866-422-5680. As you all know by now, this is a no-pressure, voicemail kind of setup. No human will answer your call, least of all me. And it's free. So don't be shy, my pretties. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, on with the show. Well, sex fans, I have the distinct pleasure of welcoming my very first podcast guests, Kypris and Stephen Jay from YabYummy.com. I absolutely love that website name. It's just so much fun. Y'all are going to have to tell me how you came up with such a clever name. But before you go there, I want to ask you to introduce yourselves to our audience. Perhaps you could also speak a bit about your background and how each of you came to the practice of Tantra.
Well, sure. I'm Kypris, and I've been teaching sacred sexuality for many years now, beginning with working just with women, and lately working with men and women around this practice. And I come from a background in counseling psychology and spirituality, both really strongly, and moved into sexuality as spirit led me there. So it's a kind of a surprise for me to be doing this work, but I love it, and I'm very, very passionate about the changes that it creates in people's lives.
And I'm Stephen Jay. I've been doing this work for, it's really hard to say what the time span is. I've been practicing spirituality and meditation for many, many years of my life. And in the last 6 or so years, moved into exploring Tantra. And I did that from, I think, the real masculine point of view is wanting better sex, wanting to be more sexual, wanting to be more open, wanting to have better orgasms and all that stuff. And I found Tantra, and from that moved to this place of realizing that there was this amazing spiritual side of sexuality. And combining the two has just been such a blissful experience, and sharing that experience with Kypris and then sharing our experience with the world is just, it's really been more than I could ever imagine in terms of just feeling good, loving what I do.
That sounds absolutely amazing. The fact that you guys are soulmates on top of being partners in business, well, that's phenomenal. You clearly are living the dream. Good for you. Listen up, sex fans. You can find a wealth of information about both of my guests, including their biographies and their practice, on their website at yabyummy.com. Or just look for Yab Yummy's banner right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Again, welcome to you both. As we begin, I think we should start with a working definition of what Tantra is. I suspect that a whole lot of people in our audience won't know what we're talking about without that. Would either or both of you care to offer a characterization?
Yes, absolutely. What I would say about Tantra as a path, as a spiritual path, is that it's a pathway to enlightenment that works through the body. So whether you're practicing Tantra in a way that's sexual, or whether you're practicing Tantra in a way that's just working with your own energy, you're always working your own body and your own emotions and your own sensations. And in that way, it's very different from a lot of other spiritual paths. And there are various dogmas that can surround the practice of Tantra, but Tantra is really a very broad word. And so what I would say is that there are religious practices that include tantric practice, but that Tantra itself is, for a lot of people, really just a way to hook in and to grow.
So if I understand you correctly, you are saying that there is a spiritual aspect to Tantra, a spiritual path, if you will, but it's not a religion, as most of us in the West would understand. I'm going to guess that it's more of a pathway to something, the divine, or perhaps a deeper understanding of ourselves and the people we relate to. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll answer that. I agree with you, especially on your initial premise. The way we teach the spiritual practice, we're always focusing on ourselves. So even when we come into connection with someone else, even when we're touching someone else, I'm always sharing that you're doing that because it feels good for you. So instead of the old paradigm when we come into connection of touching somebody, especially from the male point of view, of touching the woman because you want to make her feel good, because if she feels good, then she's going to have sex with you. We touch because it feels good for us.
No one ever does that, Stephen. Come on.
Yeah, we call it you touch here, then you touch there, then you rub there, then you have an orgasm. Well, then if you're really a nice guy, you let her have the orgasm, and then you have an orgasm.
Yeah, but we're all not very nice guys, generally speaking. One of the major topics that I keep harping on here at DrDickSexAdvice.com is that the best way for us to become sexually attuned to someone else is by knowing ourselves as sexual beings first. And that's best done through masturbation. Self-loving helps us know our body and our sexual response cycle so that when it comes time for us to gift ourselves to one another, we will have a wealth of information to share with our partners about what makes us tick. I suspect that from everything that you are saying, that Tantra would be a particularly powerful tool to accomplish this. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a number of beautiful ways to masturbate, and they're really different than the way that at least I was taught to masturbate, or I learned to masturbate. I wasn't taught, actually. I wish I was taught. I learned to masturbate by going into fantasy, by leaving my body, pretending that I was somebody else with somebody else, and then touching myself while I was doing that. And this practice always brought me away from myself. But as Kypris said, Tantra is about being in the body. So the way I masturbate now, and I still do this quite often, is that I touch myself to touch myself, to pleasure myself and to feel that pleasure. So I'm not in fantasy. I'm in the present moment. So I'm using the practices that we teach of breath work and visualization of running the sexual energy through my whole body. So even though I'm focused on my lingam, which is the tantric word for penis, I'm touching myself because it feels good. So I feel the pleasure. I feel what it feels like to have my hands on my lingam. I feel what it feels like to then rub my hands on my whole body. And I breathe this sexual energy into me. And what happens is you start to have what we call full body orgasms. So it feels like your hands are orgasming and your throat is orgasming. Your heart is open and orgasming. And the women love that part.
So being in the moment, being in the pleasure, as opposed to projecting yourself outside, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Being in the moment.
And one of the big things that I promote here on Dr. Dick is a full body masturbation. So you just said that full body masturbation can result in full body orgasms. What a great concept. How about women?
Trust me.
Kypris, how about women? What's in it for women?
Are you asking me in terms of masturbation or in terms of the tantric practice altogether?
Well, let's start. Since we heard the male perspective on masturbation, why don't we hear a female perspective?
Okay. Well, I too, I think, learned to masturbate through fantasy. So my first experiences of masturbation were reading something that turned me on and then touching myself and imagining myself in that scenario. So again, I was taking myself out of my body with masturbation. And what is different about tantric masturbation is that you learn to touch yourself in a way that's just for you and not about anybody else. And so as a woman, I think it's learning what makes me feel good and then connecting to God while I'm doing it. And that's kind of this crazy thing. So instead of fantasy, now what's happening for me when I self-pleasure is that I've replaced a fantasy of another man or a situation that's turning me on. I've replaced that fantasy with, it's hard to explain, it's almost like a fantasy in some ways because I'm calling in the presence of what I call the divine masculine to be in communion with me. And I'm also moving sexual energy through my body and learning how to feel really sexy and really feminine and really alive as I'm doing that. And this leads to very, very powerful orgasms for me. And throughout much of my sex life, my orgasms in masturbation were stronger than my orgasms with a partner, which I think may be true for a lot of women.
Yes, I hear that too.
Yes. And so when I knew that Tantra was really starting to work for me was when I started to have those powerful experiences with a partner.
Ah.
Yeah. And I think that's really, for women, that's really where we want to get to with self-pleasuring if there is a goal. Because in Tantra we talk a lot about not having goals and letting things just unfold
naturally.
Yeah. But I think that if there is a goal for women with self-pleasure, it's to get to a place where you can really show your lover what you like and come into that union with them.
Would you say that a practitioner in this process that you just described, particularly a woman, would first have to let go of some culturally induced shame about her body or her genitals or whatever? I mean, how does one come to this? I mean, you just say, okay, I'm going to lie down now and be, tantrically masturbated.
Right. But, you're right. I mean, it's not that easy. It certainly wasn't for me. What I have found is that through this practice, I've been healing a lot of fear, guilt, and shame. And one of the ways that I have done that in my self-pleasure practice is to treat it like a ritual, like something that's really sacred. And so I give a message to my subconscious through the preparation that I make to do self-pleasuring that this is something that's really okay. And then usually what would happen for me as I was going through this process, and what still can occasionally come up, is that as I am self-pleasuring, I will hear thoughts in my head, or I will have emotions come up that will say, you know, this is not okay, right? That this is not something that good girls do, because I was kind of raised in that environment.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, the healing has really been to allow those thoughts and those feelings to come up and to look at how not realistic they are, to look at how it's okay for me now to really embrace my sexuality.
So there would be ways for people who might be listening to this podcast afterwards to contact you guys for, you know, how to get started or instructions. And I know you have just published a book, or that it will be coming out in May, and I will be talking more about that at the end of our podcast. But so people could just kind of surf over to your website and discover how they could learn from you guys, because this, it seems to me that this is not something that one can learn in a vacuum necessarily, right?
Well, that was true for me. I mean, when my practice really took a huge leap in terms of releasing sexual shame and guilt was when I came into working in partnership with Stephen. There's something about having another human being hold that space for you that's very sacred, that really makes a difference in this work. And I wanted to say also that there is a page on our website that actually gives a self-pleasuring ritual for women. So as people are surfing around there, that's available to them.
Great. I would just want to make one clarification for me as well as for my audience. I know that you guys are talking in terms of male and female, but this practice does not discriminate in terms of same-sex practitioners, right? You know, men on men and women with women.
That's absolutely true. We absolutely welcome and invite in our work people of all genders and orientations. And I think the challenge for people in same-gender relationships is to translate these teachings, because unfortunately, a lot of these teachings have been created for heterosexual couples. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think there is some phenomenal work being done with same-sex couples by other practitioners. For us, our focus has really been on hetero couples, but we're finding ourselves very open to assisting anyone who wants to do this work and how to translate it.
Great. Stephen, may I ask you a question? Kippers mentioned something about that Tantra really doesn't suggest that there's any specific goals or intentions for this practice, that it's open-ended, which I think is a really wonderful mindset, particularly when it comes to sexuality, because for us men, and I'll speak for myself, I'm sure you have similar thoughts, but for us, we're often really goal-directed, like, I got to do this, you know, in order to prove that I'm a man, I got to do this in order to prove that I'm successful sexually. And sometimes these self-imposed goals get us into real trouble in terms of performance anxiety, as well as ejaculation control. Because one of the things that I hear so frequently from my male correspondents is that in their rush to pleasure, they find that they have a very short fuse. And I've been thinking that Tantra might be helpful to folks like that.
Yes. That was a lot of questions.
I'm like that.
I want to just start by saying, talk about the goals before I move into talking about how well Tantra works with ejaculation control. One of the amazing paradigms of a spiritual practice is that when you give up goals, you end up getting so much more than you ever would get with your goal, because we're really limited in our mind in what we can imagine. And usually what happens if we have a goal, say, to have an orgasm, and we do the things that we've always done to get that orgasm, you know, as I said, we push here, we you know, press there, we rub here, and then we have our orgasm, we always have the same orgasm. We don't give ourselves any space to have these amazingly open new experiences. The only way that you can have a new experience is by giving up the concept that you know what that experience is going to be. So that's why we teach men and women just to be in the moment, to give up these goals. And with the paradox that if you give up the goals, you end up having something so much greater than you could imagine.
Interestingly enough, last week's podcast, I made this same kind of comment that we have. Our bodies are so amazing. It's like having a $100,000 Ferrari automobile that we drive to the store in first gear, and that's all we do with it. I mean, it just seems so much so wasteful. So Tantra can really open us up then to the possibilities of pleasuring ourselves elsewhere. Stephen, what you're telling me then is that we can open ourselves up to much greater possibilities in terms of what our body can offer us in terms of pleasure and just availability for pleasure. Yes?
Yes. I'll give you an example of an occurrence that happened to me not that long ago. I was working with Connecting with Kypris, and I was performing oral sex on her. And when I do this, this is sort of the last frontier for me of being in my old patterns, because oral sex, I thought, you know, I went into my old patterns that this is about pleasuring the woman. So I'm back in all of this stuff about, okay, it's not for me, it's for her, so I can get her all nice and warm and hot and yummy, so she's going to want to have sex with me. So I always pleasured orally the same way. And women always said that they liked it, so it never occurred to me that there was anything more. And when I was doing it, and we were doing tantric practice, you know, I had the spiritual flash of, well, get out of your own way. You don't know what this is about. And, you know, sort of practice what you preach. And since I'm always preaching about being in the moment and pleasuring for myself, I started pleasuring Kypris orally, but feeling into how my tongue felt as I was licking her and how my mouth and lips felt around her yoni. And the yoni is the tantric word for the vagina. And I started to have what I can only describe as a mouth orgasm. I literally started to orgasm in my mouth. The pleasure was so intense.
Wow.
And this is something that I had never heard of, I had never experienced before. And since talking to people, I've had other people, you know, say, oh, yeah, that's happened to me. But, you know, it's certainly not widespread. I haven't read it in any books.
Hmm. Wow. Was it delicious for you also, Kypris?
Oh, absolutely. In fact,
was that a dumb question?
Well, it's a very good question, because in my own healing journey, for me, I've had a lot of resistance to oral sex because of the very thing that Stephen was sharing, which is, okay, they're just giving me oral so that I'll have sex with them.
Uh-huh.
And so I would almost have this, I had this very strong barrier around oral sex for that reason, because I felt that very often it wasn't a sincere desire to connect with me at the heart. And for women, that's where we want to connect. We want that heart thing.
Yes.
So, yes, in this particular experience, I noticed a real shift all of a sudden in the way that I was connecting with Stephen and the way that he was connecting with me. And what happened for me is that I started to have multiple orgasms as he was orgasming in his mouth. I started to have multiple orgasms in my body. And that had never really occurred for me before with oral sex. In fact, most of the time for me, oral sex did not lead to orgasm because of all the stuff, the emotional stuff that I was holding about it. So it was a phenomenal shift for us.
Was it? Would you be able to talk about it in terms of like sexual energy passing between the two of you that you were letting go or something, and so this increased and multiplied the sexual energy?
Well, yes, I think that's absolutely true. I can get very esoteric on you if you'd like. yes, because what happens for me And for most people that I work with, is that when there is that sexual shame and guilt in the body, what it creates in terms of spiritual energy is a block in that part of the body. So for me, my yoni was very much in the space of not being able to receive energy from a man at all during oral. And so I think what really shifted for me in this experience was that all of a sudden now, when he started to really give to me from a place of his own pleasure and to really enjoy what he was doing and let go of a goal for what he was doing, I started to relax, and that block just kind of melted away. And so now there was energy moving into my body from his mouth and then traveling up, you know, to my heart, and then traveling back out to him and connecting with him as he was doing this practice with me. Hmm. And I think that it's that feedback loop that creates the very intense experiences of Tantra.
Yes. You know, interestingly enough, I hear that a lot from other people in alternative lifestyles, particularly like in the BDSM crowd, who feel that power play, that pain and pleasure principle, and they talk about it much in the same way. And that, you know, I just find it absolutely fascinating that so much of, I mean, even people who are, you know, ostensibly in kind of vanilla sort of sexual practices can be open for much more than their body is allowing if they only worked at it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And that's true, I think.
Stephen, could we get back to that ejaculation control issue? I mean, how would a masturbation practice, a tantric masturbation practice, help someone overcome, like, say, premature ejaculation? Would you have a thought about that?
I have lots of thoughts about that. In fact, I'm going to teach an entire course on this very subject in a couple of months.
Wow. You know, what would be absolutely wonderful is that if somehow you guys could have your courses online or open to the public so that people would be able to kind of tune into a podcast or a videocast or some kind of live event, because it seems to me that that is so not only cutting edge in terms of the internet, but also really cutting edge for people to be able to connect with teachers remotely.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have every intention of doing that in the very near future. Whether that will look like a recorded a recording of our classes that can be viewed online or live interaction online.
Well, excellent.
It's still yet to be determined, but it's within the next few months, I believe we're going to have that up and running. So certainly stay tuned for that.
And I promise I won't interrupt you again about your masturbation and ejaculation control.
Thank you.
So go ahead.
So I just want to start off by saying that this has been a very interesting journey for me. I have a lot of sexual energy, and I equate that to premature ejaculation. I mean, I used to do all of the tricks as a kid that we've learned and seen in the movies. I would ejaculate before having sex just so I could last a little bit longer.
Right.
I would wear two condoms.
Right.
I would think about things that I don't even want to talk about to keep my mind preoccupied. And all of these things, although they have some success in extending the amount of time, pull you out of the moment. So the amazing part about ejaculation control, when you start learning it in a tantric practice, is that not only do you have the capability of lasting longer and being more present, but you aren't disconnecting from your body, and you're certainly not disconnecting from your partner's body. In fact, you're connecting more fully to them. So you have this win-win of being able to last as long as you would like and be able to fully be present and in the moment with you and with your partner and with all the feelings you're having. So the question would then be, well, how can you do this? Because every time I do that, it feels really good and I ejaculate. So in Tantra, what happens is we make our container bigger. The amount of sexual charge that we can hold gets bigger. And that's the spiritual point of view. But from a physical point of view, it initially looks like not holding all of our tension in our lingam, in our groin. So what happens is when we're getting near orgasm, we tend to really tense down, we stop breathing, we hold a lot of contraction in the muscles around our penis and in our groin, and that brings us to ejaculation, but it brings us to ejaculation just in that one part of our body.
Right.
So if we learn to practice this breath work, so where we imagine that the sexual energy that was in our lingam is now flowing into our heart and our hands, and this is what we do from the masturbation practice, then we get to be what I call bigger. So now all of that sexual energy that was sitting in your lingam is now flowing through your whole body. So it doesn't get you to that place of orgasm as quickly. And then from that, we can move into practicing actually sending the energy out to our partners. So if I have a lot of sexual energy, I mean, and in partnership, I give it to her. I let her take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps me release some of it and helps, you know, charge her up. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different practices to learn to be more alive in your body and less focused on that orgasm.
Unfortunately, that's where we have to stop for today. But I'm really happy to report that my guests will be back to finish their thoughts next week. Right now, I just want to thank both of you for agreeing to be my very first podcast guests. Your reward will be great in heaven. No, really, I appreciate you spending so much of your precious time with us and offering us this unique perspective and being so free with your thoughts and perceptions. I really look forward to next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad that you can join me. Tune in next week for part two of my interview with Kypris and Stephen J. In the meantime, I'd like to invite you to visit my guests online at their site, yabyummy.com. While you're there, be sure to check out their store. You will find a pre-order form for their soon-to-be-published book, Journey into Sexual Wholeness. You'll also discover that you can download and even listen to a sample chapter of the book. Their site also features a full list of services, events, and workshops, as well as insightful presentations on how you can improve your sexuality through tantric practices. Check it out today and tell them Dr. Dick sent you. Don't forget to look for Dr. Dick's podcast on iTunes. All you have to do is search for Dr. Dick Sex Advice, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex, why, that's even better. Over and out.